Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the European Union. The King of Jordan says that the Jews have no right to the God-given land. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to explain what the king told the European Parliament.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
And it seems that because of his speech at the European Parliament, he is concerned about Judea and Samaria and the Jordan Valley once again as it relates to the possibility of the sovereign state of Israel annexing that piece of real estate. He said that this would destroy a two-state solution. Now, my question is there still a two-state solution, and how would it destroy it?
Well, first of all, let me quote someone that you know I know very well, both in person before he passed on, and his heritage, Mr. Menachem Begin, who said that a people does not annex its own territory. In other words, the area of Judea and Samaria, that territory was supposed to become part of the Jewish national home as decided by the League of Nations. We think in Israel that the Jewish people and the Jewish state of Israel has the better claim to that area more than Jordan and more than even the local Arabs who are living there. Now, the two-state solution really doesn't work anymore. That's because we have a Hamas state in Gaza already. That's not very successful. And we have basically a Palestinian Authority state in the area of Judea and Samaria, and that's not getting along very well. So Israel cannot afford to put its future, its security, and everything else involved in maintaining the survival and the existence of the state of Israel and its citizens in the hands of an entity that is, for all intents and purposes, still stuck in a stage of terror and revolution and resistance. Just coming out against a two-state solution and doing it in the European Union, Jimmy, which has been violently, at least in verbal sense, anti-Israel for the past 40 years or so, I don't think that's a smart thing for him to do.
Winky Medad explaining the King of Jordan's objection to the Jewish rights to land that the Lord promised to the Jewish people. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. The Lord swore by his holy name, Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 22, that he is going to give the area of Judea and Samaria to the Jewish people forever. In fact, the Lord told the Jews that he will give them 10 times this amount of land that they have today. That's the land covenant, Deuteronomy chapter 30. The Arab world and the leaders of that world deny that the land is to be given to the Jewish people. And in fact, they say that God's promise of land to his chosen people, the Jewish people, is null and void. Remember, God cannot lie. Therefore, he must give all of the land that he has promised to the Jews. Arab refusal to believe God does not negate his promise to the Jewish people. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...